Let us go ahead and give thanks to the Most High God for this grace that has spared them, for the grace of God that has spoken for them, for the mercy of God that has been given to them. Appreciate Him. We are not celebrating failure in their lives, but we are celebrating success. We are celebrating the mercy that they have received. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Anuma lo soro baba agbara won ma ko sire ni ma lo soro baba agbara won ma ko I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise the Lord, precious people. Hallelujah. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. For my sister, everybody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For my sister, praise the Lord. My sister, praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Father, we are thanking you, and we will continue to thank you for your goodness over us, particularly over these your children. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Even as they are exiting from first degree, Daddy, we pray that your word will commission them as they live in Jesus' name. The other realms of glory that is ahead of them, please take them into it graciously in Jesus' name. Thank you, faithful Savior. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your amen is too cold. Celebrate God with a clap offering. Amen. And I have planned that I'm not going to tell story today. But because I'm a minister, if that is what God wants to use, and I want to block the way of God, you know, He can deal with me. Okay. I don't know if you have heard this story here before. It happened in year 2006. And why I'm going to tell the story is because of what I saw in them when they were rendering their special number and they were singing and thanking God. Glory is ahead of you, greater glory than you can imagine. And then the story will be good too for the sake of the rest of you who are celebrating with them, because your own turn will come. And your own glory too will come. In year 2006, the department put me in charge of sales of one book called Pascal Programming Book. It used to be a programming course for everybody in the university. So there is no department that will not come and buy the book in my department. So they put me in charge. And because it's a university-wide thing, so I used notebook, exercise book, about five for each faculty. Faculty of Engineering, one book. So I will put Chemical Engineering, Computer Engineering, so that as each person is buying, he will write his name, matric number. I think it was 200 naira or so that we were selling at that time. So they will not even give me any other assignment except to sneak to class, come back, because crowd will be at my doorstep. I will manage to take a break just to take snack. They were always there. Then one day, every other day I was doing the same, but one day, by afternoon, the crowd was still there. They were coming, and one boy came. You know, I dealt with thousands of students, but one boy came. He wore shirt and trousers with waistcoat. So I asked him, department, he said MLS. So I brought the book for college. So he opened to MLS. I was even very tired. I rested my bag. I said, just find MLS, write your name. And as he opened my book, and he was writing his name, 200 level. And then God opened my eyes. I saw this same boy in his future office on a big desk. You know the name he wrote in my book? And I saw it on his desk on a gold plate. That same name. And they said, Chief Medical Lab Technologist. You know, he was in 2O trying to sort one course. The name he wrote on my book, I saw it in a big office. The same name, Chief Medical Lab Technologist. He wore agbada. I was like, before he could finish writing, I saw another picture of his wedding day when he was signing marriage register with his wife before him. With the same name. And he just said, Oga, my change. So I gave him 100 naira change and he left. So by afternoon, two of my daughters came to visit me in the office. They said, Daddy, Anika Wakiyi. I was still thinking about that boy. One of them says, Daddy, yeah, Gbo Nkota, so you are not here. I said, something happened this afternoon. And I narrated the story. That one boy was writing, and I saw his name in the office that he would hold in the future. I saw the day he was getting married with his wife beside him, a new dress, wedding dress. And one of my daughters now says, Daddy, she work with her sofun. I say, Eropo, Otijade, Elomi, Tiwale. One of them say, ah, me, by the wish, ke sofun, Koteri, Muni, me, Munoti, Bato, Jade. Because the sister said, Boyode, she mama stroke, Pum, Fetch, and his mercy. So that table sofun, Ale, Fokobale, Muni, could need. Because God has shown Chief Medical that Siru Eba apply for mercy, okay, one nimu. Many a times, you don't know what lies ahead of you. But your God knows. And everything that has been written concerning you will get to you in Jesus' name. I don't know if you understand. You don't need to struggle. I'm not saying you should not make efforts. You will make effort, but your times are in his hands. Your future is in the hand of God, and he will take you there in Jesus' name. What is it, Shea? I said he will take you there. I'm to speak to you on the topic light bearer. And I even like the color you are wearing. White, light. And the junior ones, I was like, you are also there. You are going higher too. Hey, Lesha me. 1 John chapter 1, 1 to 7. Let's start from there, and very soon we will round off. 1 John chapter 1, 1 to 7. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with Son Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. How many sins? So I will start with, what is light? That answer is found in the place we just read. And then we can also trace further into John chapter 1. What is light? John chapter 1, 1 to 9. John chapter 1, 1 to 9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Verse 6. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. You know, we are talking about light bearer. And so, firstly, we want to look at what is light. Now, according to John chapter 1, 1 to 9, we can pick a few things about the word light, that is the synonyms. Light is Jesus. There is no time we would have entered into scripture to prove that. Because here, the Bible says in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. He said the same was with God in the beginning. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. He said, in him was what? Life. And the life was the light of men. When you get to John chapter 14, verse 6, the Bible says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. Is the way, is the truth, is life. The word was light, and the light was life. So summarily, we can say light is Jesus. Light is also the word of God. Light is also the gospel. Light is also the life. Because without light, there will be darkness. And when there is no life, there is death. Because death is the same thing as lifelessness. So, what is the light? The word of God, Jesus Christ, the gospel message, life. That means without the gospel, without Jesus, somebody can still be existing, no, but he doesn't have life. The housemaid of my aunt in Abuja, in like 2011, I travel to Abuja, I will always get to my aunt's house. He say, come and hear what happened. The maid was brought from Kaduna, from the indigenous there, so that she can come and serve them. She will be going to school, they will train her. And not knowing that, she had demons. And then there were neighbors around them who they said they were having witchcraft powers and they were meeting underwater. So they now told this maid, they gave her assignment to my aunt's family, that one night she should kill both the firstborn and the secondborn. How did we know? My aunt was always having a premonition of danger around her. Actually, she turned to fasting. She was fasting, she was praying. So one day, she told her pastor in church that she should come. There is a premonition. The pastor now came to hold vigil. So they started by 12 midnight. And you know, normally, like in church, you say, okay, let's begin to appreciate God for tonight. Let's thank God for his the Alpha and Omega. Let's cover this place with the blood of Jesus. Let us cast out every evil spirit. Let us now begin to ask that the fire of the Holy Ghost will cover. You know, as Christians, you think you are just following normal routine. But in the kingdom of darkness, they feel the impact. But you don't know most times. And then naturally, they were just saying, oh yeah, oh, let's cover this place. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. And that girl was now dancing abnormal dance. And they were like, which kind of dance is this one? Now they are not even, when we were doing praise worship, you were not even dancing. He said, oh yeah, fire, yeah! And then she was screaming to the point that she wanted to open window to jump out. They had locked everywhere. He said, fire, fire. And you know my aunt that was leading the prayer said, Vero, shut up now. Where did you see fire? She said, fire is burning me. They want to kill me here tonight. And pastor understood. And pastor turned to shakarabababa, say krebobo, fire! And then she kept on shouting again. My aunt said, Vero, could see fire. She said, mommy, you are even the one that is asking us to see fire, and you cannot even see the fire. When the fire you are calling is about to kill me. She said, I will confess. Pastor said, oh, yeah, fire, confess, fire. She said, stop fire first before I confess. Elijah, I will not stop fire. If it is, will you stop? Lobani, it is those people that are in mommy's place of work. They are witchcraft people. We used to meet underwater. They said we should kill firstborn and secondborn. He said, kill my daughters? So when? He said, 2 nights ago. They said I should finish the assignment. They said, but these are the people. He said, I didn't succeed. He said, so by now we should have been mourning 2 children. He said, how come? Tell us the story. She said, it's because of mommy that we didn't succeed. That after night devotion, mommy will still do extra prayer. And whenever mommy is going to her room, she will branch the room of the children and say, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover you with the fire of the Holy Ghost. She said the night that she wanted to take them, she saw physical fire around the children. As she wanted, all that they asked her to do was to lay hands on them. She said she could not because the fire was preventing her. The pastor now said, what about the other children? He said, they too are covered. The small one, used to sleep in mommy's room. He said, she said, we dare not enter mommy's room. They said, didn't they ask you to touch mommy's life? They said, when mommy had accident in 1997, they are the people that did it. But God saved mommy. Her bones were broken to pieces. But hospital, God helped her. They said, after that, they said, we can't touch mommy again. Pastor now said, what of daddy? What about daddy? The girl laughed. I said, daddy is nothing. He said, which daddy? Daddy care. They say, you mean they have not asked you to attempt to call? He said, mommy is covering daddy. He said, but left for daddy alone. We can't do trouble over daddy. Because daddy, he said, come and pray. He no go pray. Go to church in a ceremony. Do fasting. He know they do. Holiness itself is far from daddy. When there is no light, there is darkness. And when there is darkness, there can be death. So we've talked about light. Who are the light bearers? A few. Number one, John chapter 1, 6 to 7. John chapter 1, 6 to 7. Are we there? Bible says there was a man sent from God whose name was? Answer. What did they ask him to do? This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. So one of the foremost light bearers was who? Which John? John the Baptist. He came to show the light. They came to him. They said, are you the one that we are expecting, the Messiah? He said, no, I'm not. I'm just his forerunner. I came to let you know that someone is coming. He will light the whole world. Number two, another example of light bearers. 1 John chapter 1, 1 to 7. The one that we read in the beginning. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Was written by who? John, another John. Was he the same John the Baptist? This one is called John the Beloved. He said, these things that we have had, this thing that we have touched, we have handled it, is called the word of life. They said, we experienced Jesus. We experienced the light firsthand. They didn't report Jesus' matter to them. They saw Jesus live and direct. You remember in Mark chapter 3, from 13 to 14, he called these 12 unto himself. He sat on a mountain. He chose 12 disciples, and they were with him for 3.5 years. Till the day of his death, even on the cross where Christ died, this man, John the Beloved, was there. And Jesus Christ told him, he said, Omowu, yare, ma told you, mamami. He was there. Even at resurrection, he saw Jesus. Even when Jesus was going, his transfiguration, he was there. So he was a light bearer too. He was a witness. He said, this gospel that we are preaching, he said, it's not that they handed it over to us. They didn't transfer it to us. We experienced it. That's another light bearer. Then, number three, Matthew 28, 19 to 20. Jesus himself named the rest of us as light bearers. Matthew 28, 19 to 20 said, go ye therefore into all nations and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And also in Acts chapter 1, at ascension, he told his disciples, he said, don't cry. All of you, don't worry. Just go to the upper room at Jerusalem and wait for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he shall teach you all things. He said, but ye shall receive power. He said, before you go and begin to bear witness, you will need power. He said, go, wait at Jerusalem. You will be endued with power from on high. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses to me from Judea to Samaria and to the uttermost part of the world. So Jesus himself named the rest of us as the light bearers. Now I have a few other examples of people who shared the light. Now, time will not permit us, but you will write down the scriptures. Luke chapter 3, 1 to 4. Luke chapter 3, 1 to 4. That one still talk about John the Baptist. We are looking at the different manifestations or the house of sharing the light or bearing the light. John the Baptist was crying in his own days. He said, "The voice, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord." What was his message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So this John the Baptist happens to be an example of a light bearer preaching what? Repentance. As you go, one of the things that you need to do is that you must preach repentance. You must preach the kingdom of God wherever you are going. And how do you preach the kingdom of God? Oh my God, thank you. You preach the kingdom of God with your lifestyle, with your lifestyle, with your attitude. You preach the kingdom of God with your attitude. We will soon talk about it in Matthew chapter 5. So John was preaching the kingdom, preaching repentance. In Mark number 2 again, under the examples of how different people shared the light, Mark chapter 5, 1 to 15, Mark chapter 5, 1 to 15, talked about the case of one man called Madman of Gadara. You know, he would cut himself with sharp stones. And then when Jesus saw him, he went to worship at his feet. And Jesus said, "Demons, yeah, get out. You have been living inside this man for so long." Thousands of demons, thousands. Even one demon is enough to finish somebody. One demon. Mary Magdalene, that followed Jesus, that broke alabaster oil to wash his feet. They said seven demons was casted out of her. Seven demons inside one person is big. But this madman of Gadara, the demons were shouting. They said, "Yeah, cast us into the swine." And the Bible said, when they were casted out, thousands of swine feeding ran into the sea. The demon inside him said, "We are legion." Some Bible scholars said, legion is a combination of 6,000 demons in one man. Can you imagine? He was sleeping in burial ground. He will use sharp stone and cut himself. They said they tie him with iron fetters. He will break the something. And on breaking iron fetter, you know, his flesh will tear off. And Jesus used one word to cast out the demons. And then calmness came to him. That when the people saw him, they said, "Ha! Shekpe ule joko jeje." And he was now following Christ everywhere. Jesus said, "No, don't follow me everywhere." He said, "Go to your house. Go to your people. Go and declare unto them what God had done to you." You can bear the light with your testimony. You know, I first said you can bear the light with your lifestyle. You can share the light by preaching the gospel of repentance. Then you can bear the light with your testimony like the madman of Gadara. Many people will not believe except they see signs. Occasionally, I may be preaching somewhere and I will use one big testimony of the deliverance that God gave to me. And when I make altar call, people will just say, "Wow," with this. John chapter 4, another example, verse 7 to 39. John chapter 4, verse 7 to 39. Talk about the Samaritan woman whom Jesus Christ met at the well of Jacob. You remember that woman? Jesus said to the woman, "Give me some water to drink." The woman said, "Sir, you have no fetcher with which to draw water,
And Jesus said, if you know who is talking to you, you will know that he doesn't need fetcher to get water. He said, how can you say you don't need fetcher? How can you now? He said, I am the well of life myself. He said, are you greater than our father Jacob? We dug this well. He said, even your father Jacob desired to see my day. Even Abraham, the grandfather of Jacob. He said, are you greater than our father Abraham? He said, before Abraham was, I am. Who are you, Gonsef, that you are saying you are more than Abraham? He said, go call your husband. He said, I have no husband. He said, I know that you don't have husband. Shekushe that you are doing, the man that is in your house is not your husband. It's another person's husband. He said, how did you know? Who told you? He said, that is the seventh. You have had this one. This one. He said, how did you know everything about me? She ran. He said, come and hear a prophet that told me all that I ever did. When you have received forgiveness, that's a light that you can bear. You can share your testimony of how God forgave you. I used to know of one evangelist in Lagos. In year 2001, we were in the same church as ministers. From 1997 to 2001 in that church. Everybody respected this brother. Fire, prophet. He will pray and he will say things. And God, and it's correct. One day, we were now doing a retreat, talking about restitution. Brother now caution us. He said, all of you that want to do restitution, it's good to restitution, but when you want to do it, you may not have the wisdom to handle it. Sometimes you need to engage your pastor to help you. He said, when he first became born again, you know, he's a very powerful, spiritually powerful. Everybody respected him. He said he now wanted to do restitution. He went to somewhere. And they knew him there as evangelist, prophet. He now went there and said, Sherrity, 3 years ago, when some armed robbers came here, he said, yeah, what robber you did that? Oh, she didn't work in the car. Any Emilio Gawon. What cocoa fair bears in me? Any nitani? Eh, the evangelist in me? Oh, yeah, Moshe, the evangelist in me, near joy and tawa, Emilio Gawon. What if I, well, you bought it to your evangelist, you know? And when you watch our camera, I'm down. But what now preached to those people again was that even if you used to be armed robber and you, God has forgiven you this much and your life has turned this way, there is nothing God cannot do. So you can use your life, your story of salvation, to bear the light. It is well. So you too should testify like every other person had testified. Some of the people that we read. Now, finally, qualifications of the light bearer. Qualifications of the light bearer. What are those things that can truly qualify you and make you walk as the light bearer? Matthew chapter 5, 14 to 16. Matthew chapter 5, 14 to 16. Bible says, ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestand, that it may give light to everybody in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So three things are the qualifications of the light bearer. Number one, light bearers must have the light themselves. Is that correct? Light bearers must be light themselves. Verse 14, Matthew 5 says, ye are the light of the world. You are light. You must be light yourself. When we were in undergraduate, 1994 to 99, we used to go on evangelism. So we were in stadium area at a particular time. Some stubborn boys, some of our people went to preach to them. And they now saw a lady amongst the group of, you know, we pair ourselves, choo-choo, we will carry tracts and we'll be going. That guy was stubborn. Everybody knew him. He said, well, I knew fire from Jesus. Only wa, orewa. She and T and are you know any? Only eh? I share and T and fair color I won't rare. See one my wife still see Yaraka. The boy now said, then I don't need to be born again. To me too, I am born again. If that with your person too is born again, all of you are born again. He said, me too, then I am born again. Hey, familiar. So if you are not light yourself and you want to be sharing the light, that's a contradiction. Because you cannot give what you don't have. So number one qualification of light bearers is that they must have the light themselves. Number two, they must be users of the light. You must have engaged the light in your life. We must see example of that light in you. And lastly, number three, they must share the light with others. You must share the light with others. While I was talking earlier, I had to jot this down because God spoke to me expressly and I didn't want to forget, which was why I dropped it. Somewhere along the line, I was talking about your lifestyle can go a long way to win the gospel, to bear the light. So I will close with this. I do not know why I like to tell stories, but it's connected to, if it is connected, I share it. Year 2000 was when I went to Imo State as a copper. I landed there by the grace of God. God had already spoken to me before we left school that I would be going to Imo State. My parents wanted Lagos or Abuja. My senior brother would have helped us fix that. But God cautioned me. He said, no, you don't know my plan for you. I said, okay, Emma Binu, what's your plan? Where am I going? And that's my life. I can, once I know I have access to God, I can take information about me. So that when things are happening to me, I will know I'm in the center of his will. I said, okay, God, where am I going? He said, Imo State. So when they pasted this something, I saw Imo State. I got to Imo State. I said, God, there are 27 local governments here. Which of the 27 am I? That's my life. And after I spoke to him, 4 p.m. that day, by early morning, I had a dream where an angel brought the letter. I said, angel, don't go yet. I must see what you brought in case I have questions. I saw the name of the address. I said, which local government? He said, Olu. I saw Olu in the book. That is one of the local. I said, angel, you can go. The name of the street was there and the name of the company. Because that time, I trained myself that way with God because so that when it gets to the point that I want to marry, I will not go and marry another person's wife. When I get to the place where I want to work, I will not go and work where I am not supposed to be laboring. I download everything about myself. God, where am I going to work? He said, Lautech. Which church am I going to be fellowship redeemed? What am I going to be doing there? Sunday school teacher first. After Sunday school teacher uncle, you will become a pastor. When? This year. That is me. So when I got the information of where I was going to serve, they posted me there. First 6 months there, And after, this man now called me and said, Copper, the last 6 months that we used with me, I want to introduce you to my business proper. And that is what I have been wanting to know. He said, I will be going to Computer Village to buy computer items, printer, and everything. So the first day that he would send me was in January 2001. He gave me a list. He said, Copper, customers needed scanner. He said, scanner was 10,500. He said, buy two, 21,000. Buy hard disk, buy monitor. He gave me all the money. He said, this is your transport money. This is for food. So I go to Computer Village. The price fluctuates based on market variables. That's why I got scanner, 9,000. You know, he gave me 10,500 for scanner. So 1,500, two places. That's extra 3,000. I bought some things. And when I got home, before I go by night, you know, I said, with that brother evangelist, we used to be minister in one church in Lagos. Fellow senior minister now asked me, say, how was the market? I said, I saw this. Oh, can you imagine? I even had change left. And the person said, what are you going to do with the change? I said, I'm going to return it to my Oga. The Oga, price of scanner was lower than. That's the way I was brought up. And the brother said, are you foolish, me? You would not go and tell him that. Shebi has already given you how much they are selling it. I say, hey, but it's not like that, oh. So I got back. I say, my boss, hey, scanner was cheaper than. So we had 3,000. I gave him in 2001, 3,000. My salary per month with him was 2,000. That means the 3,000 was 1.5 months salary. The man looked at me and said, Copper, I know they have been calling you Jesus Copper, Jesus Copper, but I never know that you be correct Jesus person like this. So he said, because he believed that, he was one of the people that believed that people, they are just going to church. He was Catholic. You tell him to be born again, he would say, no need, no need. I brought change. The man said, Copper. One yalenu. It was like, I said, these are normal things with us. That's what we do. Ah, he said, I have been seeing you preaching to everybody. You'll be sharing tracts. You'll be praying for people. He said, but I don't know that you are like correct like this. So I said, that's who we are by the grace of God. So 2 weeks after, he said, Copper, we need to buy things. We are going to Lagos. I said, where is the list? He said, you will buy hard disk wherever you see hard disk, buy this, buy this, buy monitor, buy monitor. I said, you didn't put price. He said, I don't need to put price for you. He said, take all this money, take your feeding, your transport. If it remains, you will bring it for me. If it didn't remain, if you tell me that it was not enough, I will believe you. It was that second trip that the devil lay siege for me. So I went to the market, I bought again. There was one at this, they wanted to sell it for 9,000. I now used time to go to where they wanted to do bye-bye. So I now found out it was 8,000. I said, me, I have gained 1,000 here. Another thing, I gained 300, making 600. You know that my senior minister, my friend's brother, he said, how was market today? I said, this was, he said, oh, Daniel. The receipt showed 8,000. Printer, I want to die. Money, I want for mini receipt. Mwa ko received 9,000. Kini kon 600. Mwa gain 1,006. But before I go to where I'm going, I have spent the money. Sherry, tell you about it, Beshe. Lati lo ma jinkan. could it last? Inside my spirit, I wasn't happy. Then Friday that followed it, we had Bible study of Corpus, and I was a guy of Corpus in the local government. My Corpus was saying, our papa, how was the trip to Lagos? How is everything? I used to teach very well, talk about the will of God, but that day my mouth couldn't speak. I was like, somebody now said, Papa, it's like you are not in this meeting, self, the way you are looking. I said, please, all of you stand up. And I knelt down. I said, I want you to pray for me. He said, what did our God do? I said, I've stolen money. He said, which money? He said, 1,600 naira. He said, how did you steal? I now narrated it. I said, for the first time, I falsified record. I said, pray for me. They prayed for me. I should do restitution, Abi. I cannot do restitution like that. Because if I go to do restitution, even if any other copper comes and is a Christian, he will never believe him. But I can restitute things with my God first and with my ways. After that, I felt that God had forgiven. I prayed for like 3 days. You may be thinking, I shouldn't tell you 1,600. She been seeing Nichapu, we are signatory to account. If 1,600, I had not recovered from it, she, your money will be saved. I'm a pastor of Redeemed Church now. The church we just built last year, people who donated money for us, our past students and children, was to the tune of 6 million naira. And one couple didn't miss. So if 1,600 naira had missed and I didn't repent, and now that I'm dealing with millions, 1.6 million will be missing. After that, you know, I've finished. I'm just sharing this with you. You know, my God didn't know what I struggled with. He now called me again and said, Kopa, next week you are going to Lagos. I said, yes, sir. He gave me all the money as usual. That was the third time. First time was when I returned money. Second time was when the devil has entered into me. And third time, I had already repented again. And I got to the market. The first thing I bought was monitor, 15,000. And that was the last brand of monitor of that type in the market. No other one. And that was what Oga said I should buy. The new ones, he didn't know that there were new brands. So this one, I as I was paying for it, the Omo Ibo said to me, Copper, how much make I write? I have price. How much are you selling? He said, I'm selling for you for 15,000. I said, you write receipt now. He said, how much make I write? I said, write the amount that I am going to give you. He said, you don't go put anything on top? Oh. That's what you meant. I said, me, I don't do that. And the cap I always wear, navy blue, they wrote Jesus Copper, NCCF. He said, so you mean you no go put anything? I said, no. All the things that I bought, they will ask me, do you want to put? I said, I don't put. So I travel back overnight the following day, that same night. And as I deliver the goods, my boss said, go for weekend, because there was Nigerian Christian Corpus Fellowship state program at the state headquarters. And I will carry all my corpus there. We chartered buses and we went. As soon as I left, Oga tested all the things I bought. That monitor didn't work. He now said, and we had to deliver this early next week. How am I going to do it? He came to Corpus Lodge to look for me. The few people he found there, he said, your copper has gone for program. He said, we return Sunday evening. My boss said he could not wait till Monday. So he called his friend using walkie-talkie that time, who was in the state capital. That one said, I'm going to Lagos Computer Village to go and buy. He now said, I will bring one monitor for you. You will help me to change it. His friend now told him, How can you say I should go to the address on the receipt that your copper bought something there and they should change it? Oga said, go there. Once they see this receipt, they know. His friend now said, how do I know the actual amount he bought it? If I was in the business of doing receipts, my boss told his friend, he said, for my copper, anything he say, that is it. The man said, no, I can't do this. He said, go, try. You will know that my own copper is different. And the friend took it to Lagos, and he showed up at that particular shop. They said, one copper came here on Friday. He bought this monitor. He didn't know what. He said, let me see the receipt. He said, I know him. Is that Jesus copper? He said, if he says it's not working, it's not working. We know him. You know they add any money. You know they do anything. You know they do what you. They changed the monitor. You remember it was the previous one I was manipulating receipt. If it was done in that period. It is not only my testimony that is spoiled. Even you as you are going, if they post you there, despite your white cloth, they will not trust you. And several years after, I supervised a student. She finished. She was my very close daughter. She was always with me, following me up on everything. And they posted her to Imo State. From Imo State, they posted her to Olu. In Olu, she landed in that office. The Oga said, where are you from? He said, Lautech. He said, I used to have a copper from Lautech. Born again copper. Pastor, redeem. That lady said, his name is so-so-so. He said, he is my pastor. Only has he truly become pastor? He said, yes. Only I know that the way that boy was going, he will be a correct pastor. Brethren, that's my story. And later, the man surrendered his life to Christ without anybody preaching, but because he saw somebody has preached with his lifestyle. Don't be covetous. Don't run faster than your God. There is a program of God concerning your life. Everything that you ever need is catered for, but it will come to you at God's own time. Don't be in a haste. Father, we thank you today, even for your word that you have shared with us. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. You are not saying amen. Amen. Our prayer is this light that you have put in us will not turn to darkness in Jesus' name. Amen. We will continue to shine this light, amen, even for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray.